We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Do you think it's a good idea to force American truck drivers to speak English? I think it's a dandy idea. Something is happening in Arkansas that should be happening in West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Maryland and everywhere else, all the other 49 states. I've got an audio clip here for you from a truck driver who was in Arkansas, who had to be tested to see if he spoke English. Really interesting story here. Really interesting story, and quite frankly, I think this could be a coming trend nationwide. It's starting in Arkansas. West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania could be next. I certainly hope so. So we're going to get to that in a bit. But first, I want to talk with you about, you heard about the Herb Electric spot. Well, right next to Herb Electric is Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. This is a great company. It's got all these wonderful different, like for spring, lawn care, all the stuff. And I've got the copy here somewhere to tell you about all the great sales. They're all steals, by the way. And it's here. Oh, God, where did I put the copy? No, that's not it. God, don't tell Tom. Do not tell Tom. It's got it. Got to be here somewhere. Oh! Okay, hold on. I think. Yes. God. Okay, Bridgeport Equipment. Don't tell them. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Incredible sale that they have going on right now. Right across from Herb Electric in Bridgeport. But there are actually 11 Bridgeport Equipment and Tool stores across three different states. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, and God knows where the next one is going up. I don't know, but they're all over the place. And the values are unbelievable because it's spring. And Steel is this great company out of Germany, I did not know this, that produces these great, manufactures these great, great pieces of equipment for your lawn, like lawnmowers or trimmers or leaf blowers. It's just amazing. Anyway, so here's some of the values that are going on right now. In fact, I was there yesterday looking for Zach. That was his day off. He's back today, so I'll see him. In any event, here are some of the incredible sales going on right now. Steel products, and steel is spelled S-T-I-H-L. If you need a top quality product, it's steel, and it's Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. There is no place else as far as I'm concerned because they are my client and I am proud to do a personal endorsement for this wonderful company. So, steel battery trimmer, the FSA 57, the price is only $229. You get a free extra battery valued at $140. It's unbelievable. A free extra battery valued $140. Another steel spring sale. The gas trimmer, the FS 56 RCE. Are you taking notes? There'll be a pop quiz at the end of this. Anyway, regular price, $229. Now just $199. You save $30 on this gas trimmer. It's a steal. It's a steal. Another gas trimmer, FS91R. Regular price, $359. Sale price, $329. You save $30. It's a steal. And this self-propelled battery lawnmower, the price, $799. And with that, you get a free battery valued at $300. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. And oh, by the way, for some of their other stores, if you like being on the water, you know, boating. Hold on, I got it here. He's too many things are on sale. Hold on. The boating. The Marietta store has all these incredible, and Gallipolis, all these incredible sales on Crown Line, Moonstone, and others. The Crown Line watercraft, the boats are amazing. The prices maybe had been $125,000, now down to $99,000. They have a lot of them. It's the Marietta Mega Mall for Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Also, Gallipolis, that's where they have the Crown Line. Make sure you go there. Say, Dimitri sent me. Where are the boats? I want to buy a boat and get a good price. So do that. Also, Yamaha, if you are looking for... Hold on, I got it here. Something. This is right side up. I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? Okay, so Yamaha, if you're looking for a Raptor or, hold on a second, I had it here somewhere, now I can't, or Wolverine, that's it, Raptor, Wolverine, or any other Yamaha, they also are for sale. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, and these are at Pennsboro, the Pennsboro store, which actually is a huge store in Pennsboro, who would have thought, but it is. And also Ripley, Bridgeport Equipment, Yamaha blowout sale, and you cannot go wrong. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, 11 locations. The one closest to us, of course, Bridgeport, next to Herb Electric. And go there. The spring sale for steel is unbelievable. It's a steal. Tell them Dimitri sent you. All right. So there's that. Next, have a really interesting audio piece for you here, audio clip from a truck driver in Arkansas. And all this has to do with the English language. Really fascinating. And this should be happening in West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania and all the other 49 states.
Couldn't believe it. Going through Arkansas, I thought it was a joke. Got stopped at the weigh station in Arkansas and was handed a piece of paper and it says, can you read and write English? I said, yes, sir, I sure can. He goes, can you read this? So I read it to myself and I was like, okay, I started handing back. He goes, no, read it out loud for me. So I read it out loud for him and, you know, short and sweet, no problem. He goes, now, can you write this for me on this paper? And I did, and there was a whole bunch of people that had already written on it. And I was actually witnessing people in handcuffs that had been pulled in. And I was like, what's going on? He goes, oh, we've come across now that if you cannot read or write in English, that is a $5,000 fine. And if you have a company in Arkansas that employs people that can't read or write in English, is a $10,000 fine paid on the spot. If you cannot pay it, you're automatically arrested and lose your license. What a shocker.
Isn't that incredible? Why aren't we doing that here? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Arkansas, what, you know, who cares? Well, according to federal law, at least according to some of the information that I have here, commercial drivers, license holders must be able to speak and understand English. 49 CFR Section 391.11 blah, blah, blah states that CDL driver must be able to speak and read English and understand highway traffic signs and signals in English. Why not stop all these truckers just to see if they can speak and understand English? They're doing it in Arkansas. Why not do it here? I think that would be a great idea because, oh, I don't know, it's the law, and it would be better for safety. And, oh, by the way, if there are illegals who are taking jobs from American truck drivers and they can't even speak English, don't understand English, then we arrest them, we deport them, and then that job becomes available for you. Seems like a pretty good idea, I would say. And if you are looking for a job that pays like ridiculously well, I mean like insanely well, and you can be home every night if you're a driver, truck driver. Another one of my clients is ECM Energy Services, ECM, as in E as in excellent, C as in career, M as in money, excellent career money, ECM Energy Services. They are looking for top quality drivers. They have these brine trucks, and you have to be a wonderful driver, terrific driver. You get at least $100,000 a year with any overtime, $125,000. And here's really important with all of this. You're home every night. OTR drivers, did you hear what I just said? You're home every night with ECM Energy Services. It's a company that values excellence and values safety. More than 2 million miles injury-free. And they don't skimp when it comes to the finest equipment. They just spent more than $7 million for their newest Peterbilt 589s. And for their pilot vehicles, Tundras and F-150s, new, of course. The benefits are insane. It is a wonderful company. I am proud to do a personal endorsement for them. I met with a number of these people at their facility right on National Road, right next to Chaps. And I can tell you that if you're looking for a career, not just great money is wonderful, of course, but a great career with great money, tremendous advancement opportunities if you want, you cannot do better than ECM Energy Services. ECM Energy Services. Drivers, $100,000 a year, and with any overtime, $125,000 a year, and you're home every night. Here's the phone number, 724-802-0275. That's ECM Energy Services, 724-802-0275. Tell them Dimitri sent me, or go on Facebook and reach ECM Energy Services through Facebook or go to their website, ECM Energy Services, and get in touch with them. Tell them, Dimitri sent me. I'm a driver. I want the big bucks. I want to work for a great company that is committed to excellence and safety. And you'll have a wonderful career with ECM Energy Services and make a boatload of cash. And, by the way, you can be home every night. Great people. Alex is terrific. Riley, great. James, great. Wonderful. Anne, great. Wonderful people. Anne is a receptionist. They're all wonderful people. Tell them Dimitri said, hey. All right. Next, I've got something else here for you. I want to play. Where did I put this here? Let me see here. Let me play this for you. This Mike Benz is doing incredible work. And let me just... hold on a second here. Let me get. All right, this will work. Some of the revelations that people really need to know about.
Do you remember when Joe Biden was at the Council on Foreign Relations and bragged that he got the top prosecutor in Ukraine fired by the Ukrainian government because he explicitly conditioned the firing of the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. He expressly conditioned their receipt of $1 billion in U.S. financial assistance on the firing of Viktor Chokin, the prosecutor. And he said, son of a bee. He was.
It's so crazy watching him brag about that publicly. It just shows you what an idiot he is.
You know what that $1 billion in financial assistance was? It was a U.S. aid grant. Yeah, it's the carrots and sticks, and it's like
find that video because it's a shocking video. Just the hubris that and the ego that someone has to have to speak of this publicly while it's being filmed, not just publicly, not just in a room, not even just saying it out loud, but saying it in front of the Council of Foreign Relations backdrop.
That was Joe Rogan and Mike Benz, and I must tell you that USAID, again, the local media has not told you about this, but there was a bill by Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, to defund USAID. USAID is this massive money laundering operation that the feds have been using for years to enrich themselves, their spouses, their children, their families. That's why they're all multimillionaires. They go in making $150,000, $170,000 a year, or whatever the number is, and they end up being multimillionaires. Well, it's USAID, and Elon Musk and his Doge team, including Big Balls, are discovering all of this, and the revelations are just unbelievable. So Rand Paul had a bill to defund USAID, and there were about two dozen Republican senators who voted against defunding USAID, including West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. The Uniparty is made up of the Democrats, but also establishment Republicans. Almost two dozen Republicans want the money laundering operation to continue.